that.
Why do y'all think there's an apparent, or there's a different level of scrutiny when it comes to older men dating younger women as opposed to older women dating younger men?
It's double standards. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot of things that are double standards. I feel like she should be looked at the same way. Mm. Like
she should be.
She should be, but she's not. Okay. No, women are never that on that aspect, that topic, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'll scrutinize a man, but they won't scrutinize a woman. Mm. Like, what's her name?
Drea.
Okay. How old is she? What do you feel about the Drea situation? Because
how old is the boy? Like
she's 20. She's 20. He's 22. She's 39.
I'm a mother of five, and I wouldn't. Like my oldest is 16, and yeah, I'm just age. Not
22, 39.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So I had to research this because it happens a lot, and there's a certain level of, you know, I don't see the big deal, whatever the case is, and we're gonna get to the fellas. But here's some noticeable people that I've seen. Right. A lot of these are athletes. So we got LiAngelo Ball. He was 24. He dated this Nikki chick. She was 33. LaMelo Ball was 22. He dated Ann Montana, which is 34. Obviously, the Drea, 39. Jalen Green, 22. We got Zion Williamson. He was with this Mariah Mills chick. She's 33.
So that's crazy.
On the Drea post specifically, I had to read the temperature of the room. So I had to read the comment section. I had to go to the comment. Right.
I did. When I looked at the pictures, I definitely looked at the comments. Here's some
comments that I read. We got Brandy Lynn Hannah.
she said he's fine.
Good for her. You know, they're talking about the Drea Michelle situation. We got Deanna for fun. He's not a kid. And that's what he wants to do. He's a grown man. It's two consenting love. It's two consenting adults. Wow, all love. Crazy. We got Miss Sugar Mama, 1970. She said Drea made sure.
She's going to agree.
She said Drea made sure she secured the bag from the 21-year-old Jalen Green. She saw a young nut and cracked it wide open. Good for her.
Wow. Exactly.
Back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No Booker, but I go by the name of Eli. Make sure y'all follow me on IG, The Real Y Eli, man. I'm still getting used to it, man. If y'all want to hit me up, talk to me in the DMs. I'm always checking it. I ain't got that many followers, so make sure follow the boy. Last but not least, you got Ace with us.
That nigga be posted too, man. Yeah, follow him. Yes, indeed, and what it do. Shout out to my brother Jew and me. How you gonna say I'm not great? Shout out to the smokers, but the L is something I can't take, you heard? They used to go too far.
Yo, when you be driving here, like, you just be having the BlackBerry with the side scroll, like, with the Drake shit.
BlackBerry with the side scroll, you know what I mean?
Anyway, we got some special guests in the building. Let them know where they can follow you at.
I'm 10K. You can find me at @Taken_Groundhog on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm saying from Brooklyn. You already know the vibes. Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn.
I'm Nani Trejor. You can follow me at TREJOUR_SCKHMET. Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Ashley. You can follow me at Simply Memes or NaturalVanity001, Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, it's Chocolate Doll, Brooklyn's princess. You can find me on Instagram, ChocolateDoll717, also CEO of Felonis.
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn, mm-hmm. You got to introduce the dog, too. Like the dog.
Oh, and this is Miami Pink, born and raised in Brooklyn. This is also Brooklyn's favorite fur baby.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised.
Listen, man, shout out to Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn in the building.
Word.
Listen, before we get into these topics, make sure y'all subscribe. Hit that like button. Helps out in the algorithm. You know these algorithms be hating, man. Like, join the second YouTube channel. What's the second YouTube channel, King?
Daily Wrap Up Crew Clips, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see you trying to slow it down. Like, you ain't want to go too far. Okay, I got you. You got to
ease in that last part. Man.
Right. So make sure y'all support the merch. I mean, damn, me and Ace slacking, but y'all don't got to slack, man. Y'all go to dailyrappercrew.co.
Y'all got to pick up the slack, man. That's what we're saying.
The merch, man. Listen to the podcast audio every Tuesday, 6 a.m., man. Listen to the podcast audio early on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I mean, wherever y'all, I don't even know where else they stream podcast audio, but we did, trust me, you know what I mean? So let me get to this first topic. Actually, I want to jump into a topic you was talking about right before the show. We might as well get into it. Right. It's fresh. You know what I mean?
Spicy.
The spicy that, one?
Right.
You said that men can't understand why is it that you're attracted to, and I don't know the correct term, is a stud, AG? I don't know the correct term.
Woman.
No, she's that woman. She's attracted to women.
You're attracted to women, mm-hmm. But you're not attracted to men. Mm-hmm. And no, the reason why that's so interesting, mm-hmm. the reason why that's so interesting because sometimes when women are attracted to other women, mm-hmm. they usually be attracted to a more masculine type of woman that resembles the physique of a man or that the attributes of a man. Mm-hmm. Why is it that you find those women more attractive than men?
Well, I like a little masculine because if you see, I'm a stallion. Mm-hmm. So, I have dealt with femmes, but the thing about that is a lot of femmes are not sure what they want. And I'm like a man. If you cheat on me with a man, I'm going to fight too. So it's like, I'm going to take my chances with studs because it's less likely, that less competition. Studs is with men. I mean, some studs be out here sneak dicking, but.
I heard
sneak dicking.
But it's like, it's less likely that you have to deal with, them stepping out with a man, whether as a femme. Now she pregnant, all this. Now I'm in jail, crazy. So
if a stud step out with a woman, you cool with that?
What?
If you were a stud and they step out crazy. With a woman.
Yeah. She's still a face.
Or another that's woman.
She said what? She heard it.
Well, they came into the relationship as a spouse, but they're going to be leaving as a patient. Let me just say that. Okay. I don't care about mine. What's mine is mine.
All right. Okay. But you was saying that you prefer women because of something specific in the bedroom.
If I may, the sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, I'm going to say intimate. You right there, butt naked. Like you and a woman, first is the kissing, is the touching, is the sucking, is the caressing, it's the humping. Mm-hmm. And after that, you might get into toys. Whereas men are masculine. Men not trying to let you go down at that area between mm-hmm. their cheeks. They mm-hmm. don't play that. You so like, me as an open... sexual woman, I want to do everything. I want to lick every part of your body, like every part.
So the studs is with that too.
Some of them. But I feel like
I asked that too.
They give me more leeway than men. They don't like some studs. Be like, nah, I'm not suck. You can't suck my titties. You can't. And at that point, I'd be like, listen, I don't know what you finna do because I'm gay. So. Whereas a man, if you go to some men let you suck their nipples, like a little suck. But then some men, when it comes to that booty area, they be like, nah, shorty. And it's like, come on, like, before we do, I'm like, come on, like, don't be like that.
So you eat ass, is what you're saying?
All the way up, munch.
She clearly, okay. She's like, she let down.
Toes, I suck. Because I like what I do to you, what I like done to me. Mm-hmm. You're going to eat this ass. You're going to suck this hoe. So,
okay. I'm not doing it.
So, I mean, I want you to taste every part of my body, every part of this chocolate as I want to taste you. So, it's different things to do. We can play with toys all day. Mm-hmm. We can lick and suck all day. We can body hump. We can do... but with men, it's like, all right, let me suck your dick, suck your balls, put it in, now we sleep.
Now we sleep.
I want to keep going. I want to go for hours.
Okay. I think it's the stamina.
You want like
that part.
Show, okay.
That part. I think it's the girl.
You like girls too?
Yeah, I like girls too.
Okay.
But I like both.
Okay.
I've been married for 10 years, but I do like girls. But I think it's more so, like she said, the energy. Like, a girl can match it. Your energy with like a man, one and done. Like it's not very rare. You gonna come and then we gonna keep continue to fuck. Cause after that, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, but girls, you do it right. It's like, oh come on. Like it give you like a burst of energy. You be like, all right, come on, you ready to go? All right, come on. Like, so I get it on
turn. Go crazy.
I had a conversation with and stud is the correct term. I don't know.
I mean, certain people go by certain things. Okay. I mean, when I was younger, stud and all that was, I used to be big on the labels, but I'm too grown for that. I'm me.
Okay. So how would I describe, if I'm trying to describe a woman like you, how would I describe that to somebody? Because I'm trying to explain something, but I need to explain it in context.
I mean, I wouldn't get offended if you be like, he or she, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I wouldn't get offended in either one. And I wouldn't get offended if you be like, oh, yeah, that's a stud, or I wouldn't get offended.
I got you.
So it's either. Like,
is there a difference between stud and dyke? No, are they dyke, the same thing?
Dyke is like a vulgar term that means a piece of wood.
Okay.
So a lot of females don't like the term dyke because it's very vulgar.
Okay.
So you know how AG? Like a dread could call
AG? Yeah, more acceptable. We would feel more comfortable.
Okay.
AG, but
okay, AG and stud. So dyke is offensive.
Yeah, dyke it's really like not
dread,
offensive.
Only
but
a dread should call another dread dread because you know on the boat they used to call dreads to slavery because they were dreadful people because their hair was matted. So only dread's supposed to call dreads dread because it's disrespectful if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So only dykes could call other dykes dykes like the gay world.
Okay.
All right, so let me, so like I said, I had a conversation with a lack of better a stud, right? And she said that when she uses a strap on, it does take out more energy because she got to really, you know what I mean? They saying that it's not easy work.
I don't know about
let
that.
Let me jump up ahead.
I'm about to say that's all on y'all. I don't know about that.
I mean, I that never happened to me. I'm just saying.
Okay, okay, okay.
So
it's easy. It's light work.
It's light work.
Okay.
Light work. It's light work.
And y'all see the difference in the heights, right?
Mm-hmm.
She be flipping her around everything.
I go crazy.
That's wait, you be flipping her around?
Yeah.
Oh, this is you?
That's her. That's
oh,
her. Yes.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we go crazy.
So you be flipping her ass around?
Bro, I do everything.
Okay. Shout out to y'all.
But
man.
All that other stuff, she's so more licking in the ass. Nah, I eat her ass. I ain't going to lie, but she not doing that shit to me.
That was a big thing, and now she don't do it.
All right, that's all. It's a certain like my baby is extra aggressive. Like meaning like she's don't get me wrong. She's in mom with her tune because she always got me on my knees sucking coochie.
That's
everywhere.
A fact.
But
this said
yo, it's
but
the
she started it
go.
Though, so we're not gonna get
but
into
I'm,
that.
But I'm saying like it's like I have had studs in the past. Not her. She ain't with nothing. Mm. But I had studs in the past. That's like listen, I want you. To strap on me, and I have, and it's just their fantasy. Mm. So I have had them. So I also put the you know the strap on. Not for her, she ain't with it mm-hmm. or whatever. But you
would want to.
Yeah,
you try to talk me into it.
Because it'd be so good. Like y'all men, y'all. I'm pretty sure y'all eat pussy, right?
Yeah.
You ever ate some pussy that you just like, oh my god, this is so good.
Here we
like
go.
Uh-huh. It just be like, so you really not finna let me? I can't. Nah, I catch your attitude.
What? Wait.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Yes?
No, nah, I don't yes. But I was saying,
they lying.
But I was saying,
they lying. You said, say, I've
you
never
said
had
when you
that
eat,
done, so I don't see the excitement.
You said when you eat pussy,
hold on,
you got that.
Hold on, yeah.
You got that urge to slide it in. Yeah. I got that urge to slide it in because I know I'm gonna feel it. What is your urge?
It's
to, I mean?
That part. You can answer yeah. that. I do feel that.
What is
she
your
feel it?
Yeah.
She feel because when she
no, I'm talking about you because you said
oh, me, well,
yeah.
Well, when you feel it, it comes on your. Clit. And when she moan and you inside the deep, you feel the wetness. You can see the wetness when you spread it open with your thumbs and put uh-huh. your thing in the butthole.
Uh-huh.
You can feel that. And when you stroke it, she moaning, you moaning, her moans, and y'all body is together. So when she come in, shit, I'm coming too. Like mm-hmm. that. It's just it's a different experience. I'm saying like no, we can't feel the tight.
Is,
but
is
we
that,
can.
Is that
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this right. Okay, so. We don't feel, you know, when it, you know. Goes mm-hmm. in, but we can feel like when it goes in and the tightness of it because you're gonna have a little struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? The body gonna react different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
so
that just how her body reacts.
Mm-hmm. So it's the reaction that doesn't
yeah,
okay.
it's all more okay. it's more so of a you know.
I got you.
Because I always wanted to know like that, like just sucking fake stuff. Like what is the excitement?
I mean, you
gotta like
talk
the,
to her about
you know,
sucking fake stuff.
No, I mean, like, it generally...
We need
like,
answers.
You know, like, what is the excitement? Like, it turns
wait, so
you on, but it's wait, like...
I'm,
do
I'm,
I
I'm trying to, I'm trying to figure
no,
it out.
Because
she be having, a, you be having a strap, right, on sometimes.
She said not with her.
No, not with her. Not with her.
That's in the past.
Your main critique about... The thing that's tripping me out, because your main critique about men is that men don't like certain behavior in the bedroom, and it sounds like... She don't like certain things, but you tolerate it. So what's the difference? Like?
Because I could suck her titties.
The sensual sex.
Like, the sensual. Like, I could suck her titties. Mm. I could eat her pussy. Like, and I can still caress her body. Like, I can't really, like, spread her butt and put my tongue in or put my fingers in her.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's like I could still taste her. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like this. I have sucked dick before. I'm not just about to sit here and say, no, I used to get crazy,
she
right?
Did
but the way my vagina reacts, I might get a little wet. When I eat pussy, I come. Just eating pussy. When you come in, I'm coming. I'm dripping. Like, I literally will be in my Megan Thee Stallion and it will be a puddle of cum on the floor while I suck pussy. Mind you, when I suck dick, I'll only be, like, a little wet. So that's how I know. When a woman's body and a woman's moan. Like, you see, okay, let's say you have a porn and you see, you know that piece where you see the penis inserting in the vagina? Y'all looking at the vagina. Me too. Like, I'm looking at
the whole thing. Yes.
I'm looking at it come in and out, the pinkness of it, the shaving of it, the wetness of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas straight girls might be looking at, oh, it's like big. Them balls is, no, fuck
me. I'm looking at her.
I'm looking at the coochie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm drooling out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
So let me ask this question for you. Like, what determines, because like she said, there are some women who, you know, like women, but they're not fully committed. So how do you differentiate the women that really like women to the woman that just, oh, I'm just playing both sides, I'm just experimenting?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I dealt with a lot of those. A lot. There was a lot of hand putting on, too. Mm-hmm. But, it's just
so aggressive so fast.
It's emotional.
It's just, you never know. You never know. Mm-hmm.
You don't got like a secret test that you be doing, like, yo, like I be trying to figure
you'll
out.
Know
like,
you'll yo. Know if a female like females, you would know that part, but you in the beginning you wouldn't know if she like niggas, less, you know what I'm saying, she tell you, mm-hmm. or you just watch or you pay attention. I'm a good observer, so that's what I do.
Because I only ask that because, you know, in your experience, it's probably, you probably have dealt with a lot of unique experience. Women that's coming out of heartbreaks and they just trying to,
of course,
let me just get this. You know what I mean? In the meantime, and then to you, it kind of sucks because you don't know if you just trying to do this to get over a heartbreak. If you just trying to experiment, am I an experiment person? Are you really, like, you know what I mean? So
does that bother you though? Like, if you was an experiment person, or
I mean,
it depends on.
Not really. If
I was about to say no,
I mean not really,
brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been in a lot of situations to where, you feel me?
Yeah.
Females don't fell in love, you know what I'm saying? Like, they dealing with they person, whoever they dealing with, they nigga, whatever, but I'm saying I done broke a lot of hearts.
And that's how I met her. That was my bro.
Yeah.
I was actually, I knew her wife. Wait, no. Okay, I know her wife years ago.
Ex-wife.
Years ago, and one of my friends was creeping with her, so I tried to hold it down because I was cool at all parties because we was locked up.
Now she was doing her thing. That was a sis. I ain't gonna lie.
That was a bro. We was like that, and I was just like hiding her bitches from her wife.
Mm. So you saying bitches like is it more than one?
She said no, you had a lot.
She's like, it was.
It's okay.
So how y'all end up taking it from, you know what I mean, that's my bro too, you know what I mean, that's my
I mean, shit. Years lit.
Did y'all always have like that attraction?
But I feel like the best relationships start out as friends.
Like, yeah.
I feel like we were like, okay, she's cute. But we never stepped out of line.
Yeah.
Never.
Because I was in my situation. Mm. She was in her situations as well. So situations as well. Mm-hmm. So
with y'all seeing each other being in situations and having other situations, is it hard for y'all to trust each other? Or
For me, we working on it.
We working on it.
Let me just
building it up.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, before we get to this, I do want to ask one question because I feel like then we get into the motherfucker.
Nah.
All right. What's one thing that y'all would say is difficult about dating women? Because the only reason I ask this again, we do look at the divorce rates among, you know, lesbian relationships and marriages, and the divorce rates are actually higher than heterosexual ones. So, you know, in your experience, what do you think is the most difficult part about dating other women? Also, the abusive violence rate among same sex relationships are higher than in heterosexual ones. So
yeah, that's what I asked.
She's like, yeah, like, it is.
I put hands on.
I definitely right, too. I had to chill. So. You know, I was young.
I had to grow up.
Yeah, you know,
her other hoes.
They definitely got these hands.
She was beating them, but she don't put her hands on me. It'd be me. I'm a little hand loose. I just get so emotional. Like,
She'll push me to put my hands to, like,
yeah,
just black out, just wow.
She said, just,
you know what I'm saying? Like, she'll definitely push me, no cap. Like, I'll let her go for as far as she wants to, but once she, you know, hit that line, it's over. Like,
does she give you, like, a warning? Like, yo, chill.
She'll grab me real tight and get tighter and tighter, and I'm waiting. I'm like, what you gonna do? What the? And then
keep it a buck. That should turn you on, don't it?
Yeah.
I know. I know it. Like, yo, listen, let me get to this first topic, right?
Toxic.
Definitely. Big toxic. I ain't even little.
Not too much of my sister.
Why do y'all think there's an apparent, there's a different level of scrutiny when it comes to older men dating younger women as opposed to older women dating younger men?
It's double standards. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a lot of things that are double standards. I feel like she should be looked at the same way. Mm. Like
She should be, but she's not.
Okay. No, women are never that on that aspect, that topic, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'll scrutinize a man, but they won't scrutinize a woman. Mm. Like, what's her name?
Drea.
Okay, okay. What do you feel about the Drea situation? Because
how old is the boy? Like
she's 20. She's 20. He's 22. She's 39.
Mm. I mean, I'm not gonna say that's a big age difference.
It's not a big age difference. Mm-hmm. Like,
cause you think about in the days, niggas' grandparents is 20 years apart, 35, and like, so it's like,
I don't think that's okay.
I don't think that's okay. Why? Because he just now.
I mean, that, but.
That's age his
number.
That's
age is a number. Decision. It's about your mindset, your mentality. Like, but
what does a 22-year-old have?
Besides his money,
9-year-old.
I feel like it was financials. That I really feel like it was financials.
Like, I'm not gonna lie,
I would want to be her. I would want
to
be her.
Age that nigga. That's the crazy part. Like, they be going to the same clubs. Like, I mean, so, niggas playing Call of Duty together.
Like, I'm a mother of five, and I wouldn't. Like, my oldest is 16, and I'm just not
22,
30. Yeah, so I had to research this because it happens a lot, and there's a certain level of, you know, I don't see the big deal, whatever the case is, and we're going to get to the fellas, but here's some noticeable people that I've seen, right? A lot of these are athletes. So we got LiAngelo Ball. He was 24. He dated this Nikki chick. She was 33. LaMelo Ball was 22. He dated Ann Montana, which is 34. Obviously, the Drea, 39. Jalen Green, 22. We got Zion Williamson. He was with this Mariah Mills chick. She's 33.
So all basketball players, basically.
Jaylen Brown, 26.
Yeah, that's why I said a financial.
42. Keisha Cole, 37, and she's with that Nico nigga. That nigga was 22. PJ Washington, 18. Brittany Renner, who was 27. I mean, Madonna's outrageous. She was 64, and the nigga she was dating was 23. Like,
that's crazy.
So I had
that's this, crazy
on the Drea on a Drea post specifically. I had to read the temperature of the room, so I had to read the comment section. I had to go to the comment. Right. Here's some comments that I read. We got Brandy Lynn Hannah.
She said he's
fine. Good for her. You know, they're talking about the Drea and Michelle situation. We got Deanna for fun. He's not a kid, and that's what he wants to do. He's a grown man. It's two consenting love. It's two consenting adults. Wow, all love. Crazy. We got Miss Sugar Mama, 1970. She said Drea made sure.
You know she's gonna agree.
She said Drea made sure she secured the bag from the 21-year-old Jalen Green. She saw a young nut and cracked it wide open. Good for her.
Wow. Exactly.
We got Miss Not For Free 91. You screening.
You know she gonna agree too.
She said, if she as bad as they say she is, he should have knew better, but she secured the bag, sis. crazy. We got Pretty Brown 817. I was in the comments. I had to see the temperature. She said, men do this all the time. Stop the judgment. He's grown enough to know what he's doing, right? So then I seen a Drake situation. You know, he's apparently dating Lotto's little sister. Drake is 37. Lotto's little sister is 21. Surely the same level of, you know, the same level of standards would be there. But I had to check the temperature again. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I got the receipts. Here's the comment section.
She secured a bag and da-da-da.
Here's the comment section. We got Shamar Deandra, 40 years old with a 20-year-old. That's crazy, ! MCG_mag, she's 21. He's 16. He was 16 when that girl was born. That's sick. Here we go. Roman Zolansky, no man in his late 30s should be after a woman in her 20s. Y'all see the blatant, you know, the contradiction there? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so it is interesting to see when we do have these women, and it's usually, I have seen some women hold her accountable, but usually it's just they're adults, you know what I mean? But when it's
they are adults,
it's creepy, it's pedophilic, you know what I mean? It's predatory.
But then that's like the norm. That's been the norm for the past, what, few years now? I mean, well,
what's the norm?
like dating older people. And I feel like it's like we said, double standard. Like they look at men one way, but they don't hold women the same way.
Because like, look at Stella got his groove back. We don't have a man like that. Because if they had a man that was going for, they wouldn't even probably play it on air.
Exactly. Because you know what he would be doing to get his groove back?
Right.
Do you know what he would be doing?
I said that the other day, man. That's the R. Kelly movie.
Right.
That is.
I don't feel like it's fair. I feel like. I don't feel like that's fair. I feel like it's.
I really think it'd be the sex. I think honestly, I'm not saying like for women, I feel like it'd be the sex.
Right. I don't feel like older.
Oh yeah, for
older
younger men.
For older women with the younger men, it's the sex. And for younger, for older men and younger women. It's the excitement and it's the molding. A younger man will feel like he can deal with a younger female. Why? Because now. He can mold her. He can teach her certain things that she may not know. Where a person in his age, she feel like, nah, I can't tell you nothing.
Like
I can't
a 40-year-old.
Nah, I think it's the sex.
I think so too.
Because the older women, I mean, they probably they knees be, you know what I mean, giving out. They don't.
Not the knees giving out.
You gotta want to come up before you take for a job. I mean, them 24-year-olds. Know what I mean, as soon as you touch them, it's.
Like, so I was like, anyway, like 45-year-old men. I don't know because I don't, but. I feel like a 20-year-old, he an athlete. He could go. He boom, boom, boom. When an old man, he like.
One and done. It's over. Exactly. It's the sex drive. Of a younger man.
Are we not saying these older women are manipulating these younger men?
So are men, though.
No, I'm just saying.
We always said that. I'm just saying, are we not giving that same energy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that everybody's being manipulated, respectfully. Yeah. I don't think that everybody's being
manipulated. I feel like a lot of the young ones is the older ones because they're getting what they could get. I'm not going to lie. When I was young, I know this country. When I was young, I dated older men. Why? Because they had the money. Like, I was 16, 17. I wasn't built like 16, 17. They had money. The little, I don't date people my age, first of all. I always date people older, but not like 20 years, but I just feel like.
My husband is 10 years older than me.
I just wonder what changed. Because, you know, back in the days, people was married by 22, 21. You know what I mean? So you had the mindset when back in the day. What changed these days? You know what I mean? It's more technology, more information out. We should be more mature these days, nah?
They used to marry you at 13.
And then also, the older people is looking younger in these generations.
They sure
you got 30
you
signs.
See some of them grandmas?
Dream Michelle is 39. She don't
and
look 39.
And she looks wonderful. Know what I mean?
Look at
those are exceptions.
I would fuck her.
Reyes, Bernice Burgos. These women are the exceptions.
But they got regular women that's in their 30s that look like in their 20s. You know what I mean? Walking around.
They are. Where you be at? Where you be at?
That's a whole fact,
look
bro.
Look at Nicki Minaj. Like exceptions. Nicki Minaj is 40. No. Look at Nicki.
Yeah, y'all compare.
I mean regular.
Get work,
regular people.
So you never seen no woman in their 30s that look like they in their 20s?
I've definitely seen.
Nah.
Bitch, you looking at?
How old do we look?
Right, how old do we look?
I don't want to answer that. Like,
no, we want the answer. That's why we asked.
We're giving you permission.
We want the answer.
We want to know.
How old do we look?
Go around.
Honest. None of us got
makeup
on.
Wait. Don't give no information.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. None of us got makeup on.
We
don't wear makeup like that.
Carry on, sir.
Y'all going to put me on that. Y'all going to give me cancer.
Carry on, sir. First of all,
you are over there like, yeah.
First of all, they ask you, what you get cancer for? They ask you.
A trick question.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm pretty
you're
sure.
Going based on other people.
I'm
we're
sure.
asking you.
I'm
we not
sure
your average females.
Know,
we
go
ask
ahead.
You. You should be
bro.
Honest.
Right.
All
right,
so I'm going to start here. You give me like early 30s. Like I would say like 31.
Okay.
You give me about like 29, 30.
Okay.
And you, I would say... I'll put you in that same range, like early, like late 20s. Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
okay, what's the
reveal?
Can I get a confirmation? Can I get an age check?
Like you, they all in agreement.
I have no problem.
Wait, what you gave
her? I'll do.
I gave her a late 20s.
Late
20s? Yeah.
32.
Okay. All right, so that's 30 looking in their 20s. All
right.
31, I'll be 32 in June.
Okay.
And you said she was 29, right?
Mm-hmm. I said they look around their age.
All right.
Age bracket, like,
and you are, man?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 in August.
Oh, okay, okay. See, I was wrong about that one.
You
know what I'm saying?
But you was doing that based on the conversation, though. You, she don't really look like no 30 nothing.
I mean, listen, that's for me. That's
the he doing that based on the conversation. But, you
know,
but
I let me know. Sure. Let me know in the comments, man. What y'all think, man?
But I've seen plenty of women. I've seen plenty of women walking around. Like, shorty I met the other day, she 32. She looked like she 24, 25. You know what I mean? So I've seen plenty of women in their 30s looking younger. And the same thing goes for their men. You know what I mean? So I think that's another reason why.
She had makeup on?
Nah. And I think that's another reason why.
Where do you be at?
Younger people are dating these older people. So.
But in real, are we talking about in real life, man? That's what I'm saying. We looking at
celebrities. In real life, that's everybody happening
I
too,
named,
though.
Everybody I named was celebrities except for Keisha Cole. Matter of fact, he was a rapper, but he ain't like Keisha Cole when she was dating a 22-year-old. Yeah. These women are, they're finessing these younger men. They seen that they got a new contract. They're not going regularly. They're not going after them. Like if they did, Zion Williamson, freaking Jalen Green, he just signed his contract. That's predatorial. They know what they're doing.
But that would be-
herself, she said in an interview, yo, do you see yourself with him in a relationship? She like, nah, she clearly, that's a check to her. These women are looking
she
at these young
men.
Though. No, she did not say
what she
yeah,
said,
bro. She didn't answer the question.
All right, but that might be because of him, though.
No,
but who, but how you know that? No. But how you know
how
that she pursued
you judge
him, though?
Just from that, though.
But how you know that she pursued him? He might have pursued her.
Right.
We don't know that, but I'm just saying. Right, she has a son his age. What you got? There ain't nothing in there in common
the
outside
dick.
Of the money.
That's what the money and the stamina.
So, okay, so here's a... This is what women try to use against older men, right? When they do, she couldn't find nobody her age.
She could have. She didn't choose to.
So
she could have.
So it's one thing for the sex, but to get the pregnant by him, that shows me that there's a different ulterior motive there. Like.
That's love.
But
that's
once love. Again, but I mean, we started love. Double maybe standard.
But I mean, it's
what's the difference?
If she
God?
Was really after the bag, she was with Chris Brown. She could have had a baby with Chris Brown.
Maybe she tried to. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they was in the whole relationship. I'm pretty sure Chris shot that up, bro. Like, come on, man. I'm pretty sure Chris was shooting that up.
Older, you know what I mean? She's trying to secure that bag. Just like Shorty was Iron Woman. They securing that bag at the end of the day. They're manipulating these young men. You know what I mean? Because they don't know any better. They seeing these women as icons. Drea, everybody had her in their closet, poster. Like, you know what I'm saying? They understand that, and they go for it. Like, it's predatory at the end of the day. Just like we say a younger or older man, there's some aspects of predatory. We can't justify it and be like, oh, well, it could have been love. No, it's not love. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not in the group.
That's why they invented condoms and safe sex.
I mean, that should
so
be absolutely.
So, I feel like they both knew what they was doing. They both was consensual. And
they wanted each other.
I don't believe it's predatory on either end. I mean, as long as it's two consenting adults, you know what you're getting into. You know what I mean, in the 18-year-old, what's her name? PJ Washington and what's her name?
Brittany Renner.
I think that's a little bit more crazy because that's a teenager at the end of the day. Still, you know what I mean? He an adult.
He's in the NBA though, so it's not crazy. He's in the NBA, but he's crazy because he's with someone that's.
So you gotta be an adult to play basketball.
You are considered an adult to play basketball in the NBA.
Nah, you could be a minor in the basketball. You could be 17 and go to the A. There's been 17-year-olds in the league. That's you don't need to be an adult to play basketball. That's
no,
basketball.
I'm saying far as at that point, you're an adult. You have responsibilities. Like, you're not looked at as a child. So what's the difference is what I'm getting at. Because you're an adult. You're taking care of things. You're handling responsibilities, bills, this and that.
I mean, when you're 17, 18, your parents is more than likely signing them contracts with you. Like, you're not doing that by yourself.
But you still have responsibilities. And you're still
how are you comparing signing a contract to somebody?
You're trying to think. Could you say a child? You're putting it because he's a child.
I'm saying at 18, you don't got the experience yet in the world that she had at 27. That's two different things.
Yeah, you're right.
18, you right out of high school. You right out of high school.
I mean, there's no difference between back in the day niggas is sitting.
When we right, what's that? What?
R. Kelly and the concert and shit like that, and they young and all that. So
yeah, R. Kelly is a predator too. But that's what I'm saying.
They didn't care back then.
In these two cases, I would say they are predators. But in the rest of them, if you consider them adults, not me, 21, 22, it is what it is, bro.
Right. We always move that goalpost when it's women. But listen, let me get to this next topic, right?
I wouldn't say he's a predator either.
Who?
Oh, K. Kelly?
Yeah, I wouldn't say neither one is a predator.
I'm not gonna lie, I love R. Kelly, so that's a hard topic for me because I don't play about R. Kelly still.
I like the music, but certain things, it was
so. So a 32 year old man sitting outside of high school looking for women is not predatory.
Yes, that is. I'm not going into this.
I'm going into back in the day mindset. Everybody know what we're doing, so it's like nobody is dumb.
Mind you, if he go to jail, I feel like the parents should because when I was younger, I used to like Lil Bow Wow.
If he go to, he in jail. Like,
no, I'm saying.
Yeah, he in jail.
No, I'm talking about the parents because. Who sends their 14 to 15 year olds across the state to visit? Because that's what happened. They sent their kids there. I used to like Lil Bow Wow. My mother wasn't sending me to go see no Lil Bow Wow.
Exactly.
They knew what type. The parents had a mindset. Hello. Oh, cha-ching. My daughter about to get this money.
Nobody is
no, you putting your daughter through trauma. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I feel like mental health is real. Whatever that man been through when he was younger with his sister, that's what caused him to be like that as well. I'm not saying what he did. He got, when you do something, you got to go to jail for it. That's fine. I wouldn't take him out. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like, just like everybody has a story, and there's a reason why everybody do everything they do. Yes, he was standing outside the high. Who knew what that man was going through? You know what I'm saying? I feel like yes, he did that. He should be in jail, but I ain't gonna lie. I still love R. Kelly. I ain't gonna lie. He's always gonna be the queen of the king of R&B. Pipe.
Yeah, still gonna play him at the cookout.
I'm gonna play his music.
I feel like it's so many other people that are higher than him that didn't know what he was doing, and they're not talked about.
Cause remember when. Didn't Aaliyah date
R. Kelly?
No. What the other one?
Dame Dash.
Oh, Dame Dash. Oh, yeah. Nobody
exactly.
Talking about Dame Dash.
I think she was.
And Jay-Z.
Wasn't they engaged?
Yeah.
I think it was.
They were engaged. Yeah. They were engaged.
And she used to mess with Jay-Z as well.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta do my Google. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Listen, let me get to this next topic. Like, are the insecurities that women face? Are men responsible for the insecurities that women face?
Men responsible.
Everybody's responsible.
Everybody is responsible. I don't feel like we can blame y'all.
Yeah,
I feel like it's 50-50 because personally, I have my own insecurities with myself that have been here for years. You get it? And my husband helps either make them better or certain things that we go through might make me feel worse. But I can't overly say it's because of him. No, it's because of me. Your insecurities are your insecurities. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that a man can really... Y'all can say shit, but I mean, ultimately you can't.
My insecurities came from my teachers when I always had to stand on the back of the line because my tall. I used to like go like this because I hated being so tall. So I always wanted to be a little petite girl. Mm-hmm. But and I'm like, oh my God, everybody, all the boys like the little petite girl. You got this big Amazon. But then as I got older... I started loving myself. So I said, they think I'm tall now. So now I love heels. So now I'm going to wear heels too. So not only am I tall, I'm just going to put on heels. But my insecurities came from people putting me on the back of the line when I was younger. Or like you get an argument, like you tall, Amazon, you throw the cartwheel and kick Jesus. Like,
right.
You know? So
yo.
One kid used to
crazy.
I never heard that one. I never heard that one.
So, hey, how's the air up there? Like stuff like that. So, you know, like gigantic tour, like stuff like that.
You got
no.
If I'm mistaken, earlier you said that, you know, men usually, because you a stallion, like that kind of intimidates men. And but you said with studs, whatever, they kind of like embrace that, whatever the case is. So, you know, is that why obviously you were more attracted to the studs because they didn't care necessarily about your height as a man probably would?
I mean, no, men be like, hey, can I climb your tree? Like, men also, like, if for some reason the littlest man always comes up to me, I'd be like, what? Like, you know, so.
What?
But, it's to look down.
Like, who? But I'd be like, oh, he's so cute, you know, so.
Yeah, that's great.
But I feel like more so studs, they just be like, challenge, like they really, I don't know, they be throwing me, like I'm a big girl, they be handling it. I'm not saying that men can't. I'm just saying it's like, you know, I don't know, it's just it's less intimate. Like I feel like I can't wear my heels with men, they might feel like, you know, because I'm so big. And like I said, I'm not just tall, I'm
how tall are you?
5'11" without heels.
Okay. So and with heels is like about 6'2".
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I get little comments like, so if I do decide to put on makeup, oh, you a trans and this and that. Like, I don't really care what nobody say because like, it doesn't matter. I'm me.
Period.
Like, and when I step into a room, it's going to demand attention.
But trans,
though? Woman,
right.
First of all.
Right.
So,
like.
Yeah, you know the haters. So now I embrace my height. So now every chance I get, I wear heels.
Mm.
You think I'm tall now? No, I'm about just.
Nah, I like that for you, man. I like that for you. Like, so what do y'all think about this, about the insecurities? And I know Keem had, matter of fact, not even Keem, but just that Umar clip. There was an Umar clip going around talking about, and he was blaming men for the reasons why women are going to get BBLs. And we haven't had this conversation a million times. Like, you get what I'm saying? So
I agree with that.
Wait, what you agree with before I agree?
I feel like some men, based on social media and what the fuck is going on, it kind of does dictate to how you feel in the world, because everybody has this, they're going for this set shape. You get it? Or they're going for the social media person that everybody want
to
look like.
So you feel like women get BBLs because...
Yes, they do it for the guys.
But to the contrary, the guys don't give a fuck. Sorry, my language, whatever. They don't care about that. They really care about the natural bodies.
Hold on. The bag is the crinkling.
Oh, sorry.
The weed, my bad. The guys, they don't care about that. I feel like the women do it for the other women. For industry, music videos, other women... For the Aries and Jadas and Bernice and stuff, the guys don't care about that. They rather a natural body.
I hear my husband say all the time, like they rolls. Like they little.
They're rather a natural body over a BBL. Like, it's cool to, in terms, it's cool to F1, but they're not wifing that. Like, they're not wifing a fake body. They're wifing the natural bodies, but yeah, you're fun. Just like the niggas with money is like, yeah, we're fun, but it's like, y'all fun, but we're not going to take you, or some people not going to take you serious, because it's like, your mental is not there. Your mindset is all over the place. So they don't care for that.
So you're saying it's for the men. You're saying they're competing with other women.
For sure.
Okay.
It's social media. Sure. It's the industry now. It's like, oh, you have to have a body. You have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, girl, get some shapewear and get that stuff. Because a man, I feel like men like something soft and natural to go. Nobody want to sleep in a hard rock butt.
With a jiggle.
Nobody got time.
I'm be honest with you. They used to say that when the silicone was a thing, but that BBL is different. Like, it do feel a bit more natural. Like, you know what I mean? It obviously,
if you get the right one,
if you go to the right doctor, I guess
they transfer.
Some of them be hard.
I don't know.
That's the argument.
It's just more females.
But they're not all getting the right one.
It's just all female hormones being taken out from one spot and put to another.
Yeah,
that's a fat transfer.
Yeah, so it's.
I mean, it's.
But they gotta get it done right.
I see some women argue that
all BBLs ain't the same.
You know what I mean? But it's, you know,
it's still surgery.
It's still surgery at the end of the day.
You're still moving one shit and putting it in somewhere else. And
Yeah. So,
but you gotta get it right done. You know,
it's not like it's somebody else's. It's yours. So, like,
yeah, I think. Before
it's yours.
But it's go back to what she said. Like, okay, guys might feel like, oh, you're gonna fuck for the look. You get it? But they want the natural bodies. But for a natural person who may not have the body of this girl with the BBL, that's fucking with her mental. Because, damn, you ain't cheat with a person that look like me. You cheated with a person that got a BBL. So now it makes me feel like I'm not good enough for you. I don't meet your standards.
But I mean, if I got it in the crib, why I'm going to go outside and look for it again? Like, look for something different.
Yeah, but girls,
yeah, girls.
What you
mean
if I got it in the crib?
But that's what I mean.
Like, all right, put like this.
Because pussy is pussy.
Wait, hold on. I got fried chicken in the crib. I'm not going to buy Popeyes. I got fried chicken in the crib. I'm gonna go get some pasta or some shit.
Why you switched it? The pasta is better than fried chicken. You got pasta.
I got pasta.
But
in
we
the
get
crib.
That
I ain't gonna get
we
fried
get
chicken.
That analogy,
like, but you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna get something different.
But girls like spend all that money, get their body done, and he'll still cheat on you with a bitch that look like Gru from Despicable Me.
Groot?
I just said Groot, like the nigga from the Avatar. I mean, Avengers or something.
You gotta watch Despicable Me. Watch Groot.
The one with the
Groot.
Long nose.
Wait, Groot? Right. Groot is
everything.
Oh, the one
with the long nose.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, like I said, I'm Team Big Back. I don't care. I'm Queen Big Back. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm trying to
clip
big
that.
My
like, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah. You know, it depends. Girls fix their face like me. Yeah. Like, I'm part African, so. I got a big nose. My nose just spread like a couple legs. So I'm like, hey, do I want my nose done?
She said a couple legs.
Yeah, all the metaphors.
And it's not even big.
Like, and I'm just like, should I get my nose done? But then I watch other people. I'm like, I don't want to look like that.
Right.
So, but I think I'm 50-50 on the subject, because it's like, I understand that you getting this to please men, but it's a certain group of men. You know what I mean? Because they got men out here that saying, yo, we like natural women. Mm-hmm. But y'all don't want to hear that from them. I look at it like when you're in high school and the cool nigga tell you, oh, you should do something with your hair. But then it's this nice guy telling you, yo, you perfect the way you are. But you're like, nigga, right. Shut up. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm
going to do something about him. Right?
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
So, right. Because you want to follow that.
So I would say it's men's fault, but it's also y'all fault for focusing on the men and saying that not the one that really wants you. You know what I'm saying?
Self-love is the best
love. I think because men have, you know, historically just controlled media and production of, you know, the media and the image of women.
Right.
You know, obviously that trickles down, whether you see it in the music videos all of the women aesthetically look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that goes even to colorism about, you know, all the rappers just got all the light skinned women and don't have the mm-hmm. melanated women. Whether you go on social media and then you see the girl who has this BBL physique getting like 20,000 likes and a girl who don't got that physique but still has a nice shape probably mm-hmm. getting like 100 likes, you know what I mean?
Well, so now just a pretty face.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. so now you feel like, damn, I have to compete, you know what I mean? Whether it's for, and it's ultimately just for attention. You're competing for mm-hmm. attention, whether it's from men or from women, like, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I do think men play a significant part in that. I'm not even going to hold you. Mm-hmm. Women, obviously, too, but I really think it's men that really play a role in that.
I think that is disgusting. One day I seen on social media, they compared somebody's body that had stretch marks. And mind you, I feel like she had the most beautiful body. She just had twins. Mm. She's beautiful, but ain't like, why would she post that, her stomach hanging like that? I'm like, are y'all dumb? Like, what is wrong with people these days? It's like, we so okay with the big boobs and a bit that we forget about the girls that has the natural stretch marks. I love me a Tony the Tiger. She great.
Mm. You're great.
It's great.
I don't care about that. So hey. I just feel like, you know, natural. I like me a little. I'm coming with. I like a little rolls. Little rolls go to my hamburger, my bun. Nah, I don't care about that.
BBWs in my days.
But I think that, you know, like Ace said, it does go back to, you know, obviously I say is men have a huge influence in that. But again, there's a lot of men, especially in our community, who is big advocates for women being in their natural state. And it seems like, like Ace said, oh, we don't give a fuck about y'all, some regular niggas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's what is the baller saying? What is Moneybagg Yo saying? What is, like, you know what I'm saying? Who are they attracted to? Like, you know what I mean? I want to secure those type of men. And then y'all tend to overlook the men that, like Ace said, is praising you, you know, for being who you are naturally. Mm-hmm. And y'all,
but
some
women
just don't care.
But that goes back to self-love.
Yeah.
Knowing self-love, you know, what's for you is for you. If you good, how you look, then whatever is supposed to attract to you is going to come to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That goes back to the
top ones
question.
And the regular niggas, both of them.
Got you.
Stick to self.
Let me get to this next topic. Yo, hit that like button, man. Subscribe if you're not already.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, like, this is pretty spicy. We started off spicy. Like,
exactly. Like, I mean.
So let me get to this topic because I think it's interesting. You know, why is it that women are attracted to this quote-unquote bad boy aesthetic? You know, we talk about how men are attracted to a certain physique in women, but it seems like some women are attracted to the certain aesthetic of men. Why do you think that's so prevalent?
The husband is the bad boy.
Let's start here. Wow. I feel like it's spicy here. Let's start here. You got a bad boy at home?
You got a bad boy at home?
Yeah.
And do.
Yeah.
Take that.
I swear to God, I was green.
So, I don't think it's like, I don't know. I'm a lot to deal with. Like, I'm, respectfully, I'm a lot to deal with. I feel like the bad boys, sometimes when you're a strong female, you need that guy that's really going to be like, you know what, stop playing. Because a regular nice person is just not going to do it for me.
Oh, we're gonna like, run all over them.
Yeah, like, the bad boy is like, all right. Because I feel like, like, we supposed to follow a man in general. So I want a man that I know can protect me. I can listen to him. He's leading the right way. And if anything is to happen, he got me, like, fully. Right. So I feel like, I don't know, every boy needs to have that bad side to them. Like, I don't think it's just, like, every girl is attracted to that part of a man.
Right.
So every man has to have that. Whether you're nice,
so you don't
or not.
You don't feel like a nice guy could protect you.
A nice guy can protect me, but if I got a Urkel and we out in the spot, he's not gonna do it. Respectfully, he's not, and I'm not no bitch. Excuse my French, but I'm just saying. Like, if I feel like I gotta fight for you, then it ain't gonna work.
Urkel got that thing on him. That nigga shoot but, you. Did I do that? that nigga got that thing on him.
Granted, but he's not going, if I'm being too much, he's not going to like know how to really talk to me to calm me down. Like, I'm going to look at
him. So you
like,
need somebody to be like, yo, sit your ass down. Instead of listening, you don't have to get like this. Don't that do the same thing?
Yeah, it does.
But then you don't hear that right there.
It depends on what tone I'm in at that moment. So it's like, because my husband, we go through this all the time. And he could be saying it in this way, and I won't hear him. until he's at that. And then I'll be like, well, why are you talking to me? Like, why are you saying it like that? He'd be like, yo, you serious? Like, I just was talking to you nice and you didn't hear me. And I'm like, okay. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your thoughts on this?
So I don't like bad boys, but I don't like good boys. I like superheroes. Like, but not super. What's the superhero that do bad stuff? What do they call it? They call it like
a vigilante.
A vigilante.
I like vigilante. So that's what she is. So my baby not good, but she's not bad. But
so she bad.
So like she, like she. Okay, so like we'll be on a roll. Somebody cut us off. She gonna cut them off and get out the car. Like stuff like that.
Yes.
Like
yes. That.
Like she's not gonna stop with you, but she gonna finish with you. Mm-hmm. And then she gonna protect me regardless. You know. So, that's what I'm wearing. Like, I don't want, like, a super bad boy because I'm a bad girl. So, I can't have that. Because if I have that, it's going to be bad. Somebody has to be the level head. Like, she's my level header. You know, like, so.
Wait, she the level headed one?
Yeah.
And you cutting on people and getting out the car?
Nah. She don't know. What she don't know is that side of me.
Oh, yeah.
She just know the nice side of me, so we just gonna leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
I never seen, like, even as a friend, we always been like this, so I never brought that out of her. Mm-hmm. She never had to get like that. Mind you, I heard stories of stuff she used to do to people. Mm-hmm. But she ain't never do it to me, you know, and I didn't ever, and she don't bring that around me.
Got you.
So,
yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes in these conversations, I think we associate a level of masculinity to that certain aesthetic, whether it's the hood dude or just the bad guy. And I think that's what women find attractive. And a lot of times the men that women complain about oftentimes is those same them same men, like them hood dudes, the whatever their aesthetic is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is unfair because not every black or every man just feels that aesthetic. You know what I mean? And to be looked at as, damn, you're not as masculine because you ain't about to just cut a nigga off. You ain't about to fight a nigga because he looked at you the wrong way. Mm-hmm. It's a bit limiting. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, when we do have these conversations, it is mind-boggling how women still get attractive to these certain aesthetics, finessed by the certain aesthetic, and all because of the sense of false masculinity with those certain attributes of men. Like, you know what I mean? Aish, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think that a man... Well, I think any man, for the most part, I ain't gonna say any man, but I say 90% of men, even the Urkels, they gonna protect their woman and their children at any cost. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it take them situations where you in it and he gotta take his glasses off. Like, listen, sir, you're not gonna be talking to my woman like that. You know what I mean? So I think, any man is gonna step up for his woman, and it's just that they feel that sense of security because they know he willing to go to an extreme to make it happen. You know what I mean? And that extreme is not always a good place to be at. You feel me? Because now he in jail and you by yourself.
Exactly.
And then you're going to end up cheating on the nigga when you're in jail. So it's like, you know what I mean?
He might mess with the wrong nigga that really got it on him, and now he dead because he wanted to prove his ego was, you know what I mean?
So I think it's not, I'm not saying nothing against the bad guys out there, but at some point you got to, you know what I mean, know when to take the high road in certain situations like that.
But it's not the bad thing. I feel like you're saying it the wrong way, or it was like worded the wrong way. Like what? I said, every man has that in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the way certain men show it. Mm-hmm. Get it? Mm-hmm. So every man has a bad, every girl wants that bad side. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Get it? We like that bad side.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it depends on how you go about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to be in confrontations all the time. Mm-hmm. So no, we don't initially want that guy that's, you know, we don't want to be in shootouts every day. We don't want to be in fights every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to know.
Just on Saturdays and Sundays.
No, I don't want to be in shootouts no days.
No days. Like, when I was younger, I'm not going to lie, I wanted a bad boy. I wanted one of them tough gangsters. When I was a kid, like, when you 16 and they come pick you up from school, I had one. And everybody's scared and you rolling with them and you feel cool. When you young, you know, that's what I'm saying. But now that we older.
Now you older, you like, hold on.
You can't, it's like people, you never know what people going through. And I tell my baby that all the time. Somebody might say, the next person to say something to me on this train, I'm going to shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's scary. And that's why I don't take the trains. But I'm just saying, like, in general, you can walk past somebody and they could brush you. Sometimes you got to let it go, though. Because that person might say, the next person to say something to me, I'm off them. And you might be that next person. You never know what somebody going through mentally, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm not saying, like, of course, protect me. And like I said, mommy in, because that's daddy. That's
whatever they going through, I'm going through, too, at the same time. I don't care.
Right. Like,
my energy matches. It is what it is.
Mm. I mean, like.
They turn around and they bump me and be like, oh, my fault. Oh, okay. afford to.
Like, that's like my sister right here. She's my manager. She books me. I bartend. I host. I model. So it was, you know, a situation, and this is why I call this my ride or die nanny. It was a situation that a party promoter booked us. We went to after hour spot, and he wanted me to privately dance with him. And my girl was like, "Yo, she not dance with you." He bucked up, and his security attacked her. Pushed me with my wrist, threw me on top of her. It was crazy. And the girls who I was there with, the only two people who had her back was them two. These two right here. So we fighting this big, burly security guard that keep trying to attack us, had her in the headlock. Like, it was really bad. But at the end of the day, she protected me. So it's still like, she might be little or whatever, but she wasn't a bad boy. But she was like my superhero, kind of. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be honest. I don't look for a man to protect me. Because as long as I'm with my girls, I feel protected. Like, if I'm here right now and I got them around me, I don't need no men around me, because we gonna protect each other,
right? And look, we popped on him, right?
Yeah,
my husband was there when I felt like we wasn't getting the job done. What did I do? So you don't see what's going on. You don't see what's going on, because now it's time for you to step in. I don't ask you that, but I think we might have to jump this big,
right?
And he didn't even have to say nothing. He stepped up and he was like, "Yo, my fault, I'm sorry." Yeah. It went a whole different
bad boy story. You can't just tell them anything is going, because you never know. They reactions is
might be left.
So right. So what he was doing the whole time? Just looking.
He was waiting. It happened so fast. Yeah.
It was like this. It was like, boom, she ain't doing it for you. Boom, 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 push.
Yeah, like once he pushed her down on the floor, we was like, hold on.
And mind
like,
you, I punched him in his face, and it didn't look like
we all punched him in his face.
And he did nothing. He was still roar. I said, somebody gonna have to put this thing.
Yes,
down.
When he did that, that's when I turned around.
He was really growling.
So you don't see this big bear. Big bear. You better come out.
So why say I feel my girls is protecting when you punch him in his face? And he just ate it like, yo, that ain't nothing. Like,
because I wasn't really scared, because I know, like, we was going to try our best.
You just said somebody tranquilized him. You were scared. Like,
but I knew, like, it's different than, like, okay, look, it was men in the vicinity, right? And this is why I talk about mannerisms. Well, I'm not saying that y'all like this, but that's why I would never deal with a man again. I'm big on, you have to pull a seat out for me. I'm old-fashioned. You have to open the door for me. I do not stand on that side of the street. A lot of men don't have that no more. My woman would never let me carry a bag. She opens the door for me and my friends. So all these men in the spot, you see us getting attacked. Mind you, I'm half naked. We got on heels. And y'all just sitting back. And that's why I said, like, my family members, and I'm not saying that it's good to put your hands on a female as a man, but if my cousins was there, he would have been put down to sleep. Like, people don't play that. Like, we all love our family. And that's why I said it's different. So I have cousins that'll fight you, but then I have cousins that's not going to fight you. They're going to let the thing rip.
Exactly.
And that's it. So that's why I don't want to involve.
But you see your cousins, if your cousins was in the spot and they didn't know who that was going on,
they
would have went left.
I'm saying, if they cousin, and it wasn't you, it was somebody else going through what you was going through. Your cousins, they would have been sitting there watching too.
No, they would have said something. They'd be like, yo, my family, we old, like old school, we African and we from down south. So we real big on mannerisms. So, and it's crazy because they're like vigilantes. No, like, if I get in a fight outside, by girls and my cousins there, you know they're going to start slapping bitches and they're going to start snuffing bitches because I'm their baby. But then again, they're still going to preach, you shouldn't put your hands on females. But when it comes to our family members, that's what I can't explain it. Like, they, like, if they
but
see
that's for any the, family,
a,
right?
Yeah, if they see a girl in the street, they're going to help. But if they see me getting attacked by females, they're going to just start.
So what do you say about, because I've seen a lot of cases where, you know, we do have some women think they're just as equal to a man, so they will buck up at a man, disrespect a man, talk crazy to him, hit him, or whatever they can, and then be surprised when there's some type of ramification there. So, you know, what do you say in that situation where a man is being disrespected, he's being harmed by a woman? Should he just turn out the cheek? How should he handle that situation?
No, I'm going to be honest, and this is I'm going to get bad backlash, but if you big enough and you buck up at a man, slap the shit out of her. Like, I'm sorry, because one thing for sure, nobody should be attacked, not women or men. So men shouldn't put their hands on women, and women shouldn't put their hands on men.
Right.
But at the same time, unless you defend yourself. So if a woman, she know the repercussions, she know you strong as hell. I'm a big girl. Ain't no way I could beat no man. So if I want to, and it's not my man. I'm not talking about my man. But if it's a random guy on the street, I'm like, for no reason, pushing him in his face. If he knocked me down and knocked the coins out of my head like Mario, I'm going to be mad. I'm in this man's face. So what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, that's why I'm like, when I'm with my girls now, if he's attacking us, yes, we're gonna try our hardest. Yeah. But I'm not gonna purposely start with no big man. I'm not doing it. I'm still a female. I'm still feminine. I got soft skin. I'm not finna be in nobody's ICU because you done knocked my head off. No, but I have people for that. I'm gonna call my cousins.
And then when it come down to no studs and the situation with a male, like they feel like, I don't know. It's just, they just have this type of.
They don't not like y'all.
To me, like,
because
you're trying to be like me, but it's like you not.
It's like in a gray area, right, where you are a woman, but you present as a like a male, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, how would that situation work to the? Because some people say, oh, you should treat me like a man because that's who I, you know, that's who I am. Or do you want to be treated like a woman in that situation? Like, if you bugger with a man, is it equal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, or is it just?
I mean,
I'm still a woman. At the end of the day, you ain't supposed to hit me, like.
In that situation, I felt like that's why it escalated, because we felt like, yeah, we call her bro, or we might call her sis. Well, me, I know, I switched between it. But ultimately, it was a respect thing. Like, she approached him on a respect level. And as a man, you bucked up and was like, get the fuck out of here because of her demeanor. Because she came to you. And you know she like what she likes. You get what I'm saying? But respectfully, that's her girl. Right. Yeah. Like, you asked for a private dance. So for her to come up to you one-on-one, it shouldn't even escalate it to that point.
Because at the end of the day, he felt, because he booked, I'm in this group, Natural Vanities as well, Beauty's Moving Forward, and I'm in Baddies with Motion. So we go to hostings, and yes, I'm not gonna lie, this is the most clothes I ever wear. All my hostings, I am naked. That's just me. You're always gonna see me no clothes on. That's just how I, whatever. And it's not like it's a strip club. You understand? Like I said, I used to be a dancer, but for you to get a private dance, and then he said, oh, well, I booked y'all on the last event that we was at. This is a new event. Why do you think that you could get a private dance? And he was slick. He sent a girl over saying, oh, it's my friend's birthday. Can she dance? And respectfully, my woman was like, she's over here turning up with her friends. Y'all can come over here. But she's not coming over here. He got up, the promoter, Big Hit itself. And he says to him, he's like, yo, get out of my face. She like, no, like, my girl not coming over here. He's like, I booked them. So she was like, you been booked them. Over something, I came over there. I told the gentleman, I said, listen, that's my wife. He was backing off. The security guard, big, burly, black gorilla, came over and grabbed me, put me on top of her. So now she's trying to fight for my honor. Mind you, like I said, she's way stronger than me. Don't get me wrong. But she can match a little bit of a man energy, and I was surprised because they were battling. This is a big, he bigger than a 3-bedroom house, 4-car garage. This man was big, and I'm like I said, we all snuffed him, and it didn't even, it looked like we did this.
He literally did.
He kept
pushed
growling.
Her down to the floor, and that's what made us like, hold on.
I said, hold on, no, somebody help. I'm looking around at this point, like,
yes,
like nobody.
I think you know, obviously, in these situations, I don't think nobody should put their hands on nobody. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't condone any of that. But just to go back to the original topic before we get up out of here, you know, it is disheartening to see women, especially in their, because it's that social construct, right? Mm-hmm. Women will, in their early years, be attracted to that aesthetic of man, and then they go through so many heartbreaks. Now it's just, niggas ain't shit. And now this is where we hear that rhetoric. So now all men get lumped into that category because you chose to deal with, or you thought you was attracted to a certain aesthetic in a man, and now when that man turns out to be that fuck boy, whatever the case is, now you hurt by all men. You know what I mean? All men ain't shit. So then it's unfair to the guys that aren't in that box. And now we are looked at to come save y'all, some of them women in those situations that have been through that. You know what I mean? Now we got to come in and, you know, whatever.
Work a little bit harder.
Like, yeah,
you got to work hard.
I just feel like if a man see a female, I mean, even though not everybody's supposed to mind their business, shit mind their business, but if a man see, like, another female getting their hands put on by another man, like, not just, like, come up and, like, start fighting, just be like, yo, bro, just, you know, come say whatever, you don't gotta put your hands, she still, whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, not to get off topic, but I feel like I'd be walking with my baby, and men will come up to me and still try to talk to me, and she'd be like, yo, this my girl. Mm-hmm. They'd be like,
yes.
Very disrespectful. And then when I say disrespectful things,
yeah, that's fair,
then
that's
they
fair.
wanna.
That's fair. I had a situation where I was with a shorty, and a stud came up to my shorty, like, trying to talk to my. This happened to me twice. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they don't be giving a fuck. Like, oh, I could turn you out, and I'm like, yo, how do I react? Because I can't turn up. I can't necessarily.
You should have snuffed him.
Like, nah, I'm not gonna snuff. feel like, you know. What?
No.
But you know,
but this is what I'm saying. No,
I don't agree that there are some men that don't take it seriously. You said,
because in a situation that we was in before, you didn't want me, you like you was pushing me out the door like as if I was a servant. So we not going oh, you should just snuff him. Because if I would have snuffed old dude,
I would have followed up, but still.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't think
verbal,
like,
I feel like verbal, you'll be like, yo, it's this physical and verbal, it is still abuse, but a mother of four boys, like, I do enforce to them, like, I don't want y'all to put your hands on females, but I know some parents are teaching their daughters to buck up that man, to put their hands on. So I'm raising, look, respectfully, I don't want you to put your hands on females, but I don't want no girl beating the shit out of you either. You get what I'm saying? That's like, and yeah, you have a sister, you have me, you have, like, right. But for the verbal aspect of it, I've seen a lot of men, a girl could talk crazy and it'll escalate to a fight through words. Yeah. When she didn't even put her hands on him.
Right.
So that I don't feel is okay. Like, I feel like you could say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But if I don't physically put my hands on you, you shouldn't physically your hands on me.
That's fair. That's fair. Like, listen, man, we do got to get up out of here. I appreciate y'all for being on the show. Again, let them know where they can follow you at.
10K, you follow me at Takers with an S _ Groundhog on Instagram.
Nani Chajur, you can follow me at TREJUR _SEKHMET.
Ashley, you can find me at Simply Mames or Natural Vanity 001.
Chocolate Doll, you can find me at Chocolate Doll 717, spelled as is.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to book her, man? Hit up with the manager, like, you know what I mean? So.
Back. Yeah. Back, dance, event plan, everything.
We do everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything?
Everything.
Everything? All right, everything? Well, not everything, but like a little sketch.
not everything.
No, I know what I'm saying. We do everything. Uh-oh, okay, yeah. I got a girl for every event that you need. Yeah. I have the production team. I got the videographers. I got the photographers. We do everything.
We do bachelor parties.
We do everything.
Security.
Everything.
I'm gonna take y'all literal on that motherfucker. Like, yo, man, we appreciate
you. Yo, you heard what you said, man.
Everything.
Yo, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Hit that like button if y'all didn't hit the like button already.
So go like and subscribe. Comment.
Join the second YouTube channel.
Dilly Wrap Up Crew clips, you heard?
And don't forget the merch. Y'all forgot.
And don't forget the merch. I mean,
Natural Vanity Feminist.
Support Brooklyn
Beauty's Molding Futures. Look for the group.
Period.
Appreciate y'all, man. So-